All right, we are here. Welcome, welcome. Still floating, huh? Very good, very good. Keep floating, huh? That's going to be your new slogan. Keep on floating. No more trucking, just us floating. All right. Well, you know, as you discover more and more how much you've been limited by your box, how to identify your box when you're actually hitting the walls, how to stay in your power and your light, regardless of external circumstances, you will discover with the most amazement the magic that unfolds. You will discover that you will remain at all times in awareness, being present, in your power, and in choice. In other words, you will always have an option to throw your power away or to retain it, to expand it, to honor it. Now, many people are afraid of their power. Sometimes people are even afraid of really positive realities happening to them, because they have a fear that if they lived at that beautiful, high, glorious, flowing level, that somehow or another, the intensity of it, the pressure or the demand to stay there, or the judgment, resentment, and jealousy of others, or the sense of the unknown of it, will sabotage them painfully. There's a fear that has been implanted in every one of you, that the higher that you fly, the scarier it gets. The higher you fly, the greater the fall. If something goes wrong and you're flying high, you're not just going to stumble, you're going to crash and burn. Your culture, your consensus mainstream consciousness, filling your collective connection in your own unconscious mind, fills you with this fear, because the consensus has a boundary itself. It has, and it is, in a sense, a box around it. There is a border that you cross. When you step outside consensus possibility of what consensus thinks you, depending on your looks, your socioeconomic status, your gender, your race, your age, should have, when you go beyond the program that your young adult self, that your 21, 22-year-old self dreamed that life should be, you go outside the consensus. You go outside the box of mainstream reality. Mainstream reality has two guardians. Guardians of the gateway. And when you leave the consensus floating free, and if your box gets bigger than the consensus, it's as if somebody in the consensus senses that you've left and that this is not appropriate. Yes, this collective assumption is, to a sense, inside you, yes. It's part of what is carried in the old program of your consensus in which, in order to belong, in order to survive, you had to follow the group rules. You had to follow the laws, practices, hierarchies, and organizational rules and structure of your tribe, of your culture. And when you step outside, you become persona non grata. You become excluded. You become rejected. But first, the consensus tries to get you back. And how does the consensus do that? It's almost as if that when you step beyond and into the unknown, it's a threat to those who cannot see where you are. They cannot control you. They cannot manipulate you. They cannot put their assumptions upon you. You've gone too far. You become scary. So the consensus in that way, reflecting the fears of those who are afraid you leave them in the dust or leave them behind or you become too alien, too strange. Well, send the two guardians after you. And the two guardians will try to get you back. What are the two guardians?
Fear.
You're all very, very close. The way it manifests specifically is the terror. This is beyond fear, all right? Terror. The terror of the unknown. The terror is a threat of ultimate separation and loneliness. It's a threat of abandonment by God, Goddess, all that is. It's not real, but it's the threat. It's the consensus threatening you because you have stepped consciously and directly in exclusion from the group. You've stepped away from the safety, security of the group. And therefore, you are a threat. So what has happened in the past? Those in the tribal days who stepped outside the order, the rules of the tribe, were rejected, were pushed away, sent away. They did not survive. It was rare if they did, because the group was so important. It was a herd mentality, so important. Safety in numbers. The world isn't really like that anymore. But the collective still holds this vibration, so terror comes after you. The terror of loneliness. And the threat is of excommunication from the divine. Well, when you use the word excommunication, you know what we're referring to, right? The Catholic Church excommunicates those who break its rules, who don't follow its ways. Or at least it used to. It doesn't do it nearly as much now. It doesn't have the entrenchment now that it did. It used to have, because it was called the Catholic, which means everything, means overwhelming everything, an umbrella over everything. It used to be the only option in certain countries. So an excommunication there was like abandoning you in the wilderness with no food, water, shelter, no hope. Excommunication, no more communication. The channel in her practice years and years ago had a woman who was actually in one of those like Pennsylvania Dutch type of the Amish communities. And her brother did something wrong. The whole family was shunned. That means that all her friends no longer could speak to her. Nobody would hold eye contact. When she would show up at school, all of her friends would turn their backs on her. Painful. Scary. You feel isolated, alone. That was the idea. This is to teach you. This will punish you. Make amends. Come back to the fold. And we will speak with you again. The terror of the abandonment. The other guardian seems to emerge deep from within. The other guardian arises in your life when you realize that you're powerless. Hey, you're only like 1-2 years of age, you realize already you're powerless. No matter how much you assert yourself, no matter what kind of a tantrum you pull, and stomping your foot and screaming and crying and beating and whatever, you're still powerless. It doesn't seem to matter, ultimately. It doesn't seem to make a difference. You're absolutely angry, scared, and powerless. This is rage. So, it's beyond anger, just as terror is beyond fear. And what makes it beyond? Because the rage holds in it an identity of powerlessness, a message, you cannot do anything about it. You're helpless. So terror and rage will come after you if you just, you know, get so uppity that you're going to leave the consensus, that you're going to step into your divine nature. And you have to be able to recognize when these two show up. Now, being able to go beyond the consensus consciously and deliberately is a spiritual act on your part. It's a conscious choice. It's a deliberate action. It's an activation of your connection to your divine self. And when you step beyond the collective, beyond the consensus, you begin to really truly taste your freedom. Your box is enormous. Your box seems infinitely huge. Because when you step beyond that consensus and own your divine nature, you are connecting with, stepping into, integrating into your life, fourth and fifth dimensions. And they are outside the box of the collective that goes through the third dimension. But you see, part of your global mission is to take your light and put it back in to the box, in a sense for everyone, to put it back into your consensus world, to apply it into your life. So you're not going to just see terror and rage and say, oh, ho-hum, goodbye. You have to deal with them because you go beyond, you connect with the love, you connect with the light, and then you turn around and you come back into the consensus with your love, with your light, a grander being, so that you can apply it, so that you can participate with the great shift, participate with consciousness. The second part of your dream that you've been dreaming now for who knows how many, 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 many years, thousands perhaps. And here you are at a culminating kind of lifetime. Terror and rage will show up. When you're feeling flying free, in the chaos, in the unknown, in the void, there seems to be nothing. There is an emptiness. Terror and rage can come up. Anyone who tries to manipulate you can pull out of you more rage than you thought you would have. And we've seen many people who, on a spiritual level, develop and develop and develop, and then they step beyond the consensus. And that terror and that rage show up. And they deny it. And it shows up in their bodies. It can show up as cancer. See, a lot of people who do spiritual work can get cancer. Surprise. You think that if you were spiritual, you'd be immune. Yes? You think everything should work perfectly for you in your life. Surprise. Even spiritual people can get cancer. It is not to look at the weakness. Oh, poor thing. She's been so spiritual and she got cancer. Oh, well. Oh, evidently, she just didn't get it. Evidently, she didn't figure it out. Evidently, she's not really there. Be aware of the judgments you can make of people who step outside the consensus and appear to fall flat on their face or appear to have their lives absolutely collapse. Your terror would be that your life will collapse like that. Oh my, what if my mate dies? What if I die? What if I lose everything and live on the street? What if, what if? That's the terror visiting you. A spiritual person who is willing to stay in their power, willing to stay in their choice, if they step outside of the consensus and they get cancer. The first thing to do is to avoid judging themselves, avoid feeling embarrassed, humiliated. If you step outside the consensus, if you step beyond all the limits and boundaries you've ever made, and all of a sudden you've lost your job, you've lost your house, you've lost who knows what, you need to step out of the potential embarrassment over your failure and recognize you're definitely in the chaos. You're in the unknown. Key, stay in your power. Key, stay in choice. Key, love yourself. No judgment. And no blame on anyone else. Key, do not knee-jerk, automatic, go into your old patterns of response. It is not about shrinking back into the chaos. You don't shrink back into the chaos like a dog with its tail between its legs, skulking a fear of punishment in its face. You don't come back that way. You don't come back crawling, looking for validation. No. You go forward. You expand. You go connect with the light and the love. And regardless of what your external circumstances are, you take that light and that love and you come back into the consensus. Proudly. Now we're not saying an ego. We're not saying in a better than position. See, I can bring my light and my love back. Up yours. You can't get to me. I'm not affected by you. You don't want to be a school child, right, on the playground, responding to the bullies of the consensus. You don't go there. You come back as the light being and create anew. Now, yeah, your physical circumstances may shift and they may change. But recognize, dear ones, that if you stay in your power and your love, if you stay in the ownership of your identity as the spiritual being, in your identity as the future you that you are intending to be, then you can bring that self back into your world. And after a period of unravelment of the past, After a period of that impact and the waves going out, radiance waves going out, making shifts and changes in the frequencies of things, your reality will start to shift and start flopping back into place in new ways, in magical ways, and your life will become a life of magic. The synchronicities will pop through, will just drop into your life by magic, out of the blue. Out of the blue, if you will hold the resonance of your light, of your love, and maintain the image of yourself bringing this light and love first to yourself, and then to radiate it into your world, what are you going to eventually attract? At first, you will attract reactivity, maybe resistance. Don't buy into it. Don't shrink back into your box. That's the challenge for you as a light being. Don't shrink back into your box. Bring the light into the collective box and expand it. And after a period of adjustment, that adjustment period can be hairy, right? But it can be also glorious. But it can be very, very high levels of change in a very, very short period of time. And if you have an opinion about how that should not be like that, and you're holding a judgment about that, you'll stick yourself. And you'll create all sorts of havoc for yourself. But when you come back with the love and healing, then you can heal. And then all the pieces of your physical plane manifestation, all the reality around you, will start shifting, 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 lining up, lining up, lining up, lining up, lining up. And if you'll keep that resonance going, your reality will line up with you. You don't have to line up with it anymore. That's what you've been trying to do in the past. Let me line up with what's successful in the world, and then I will be successful too. That's fine when you're in grade school. That's fine in high school. In college, it begins a little iffy. But now, for sure not. Diminishing returns. We would say negative returns now. This is not about you trying to fit in anymore to anything other than the divine, the light of the divine. That's where you fit. That's where you belong. That's where the opportunity is now. That's where you are in your level of evolution now. You would not be listening to us if you were not there. You would have heard about this workshop. And you say, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I can bust boxes. No, no, no big deal. And you'd go on. And you'd miss it. Or maybe you do know how to bust boxes. And stay out of the limiting ones. But you're ready. So we want to point out that you must be able to befriend. You must be able to understand. You must be able to hold your resonance, one of those of above there, when you are faced with terror and rage. Now, when we say befriend, we don't mean, oh, terrorist, here, let me be your pal. You don't go to the terrorist who's hijacking the airplane and say, here, let me be your pal. No, you don't do that. Yeah. But what you do is that you recognize the part within you that's quaking in fear about this terror. The part of you where your knees are going weak, your legs are shaking, and you're about to collapse. That's not the current you. That's an old you who doesn't believe he or she is powerful. Doesn't is not remembering who you are. Because the who you are is some identity of your past that's limited, that you've played with maybe too much, but it's that self that you visit. It's that part of you that you befriend, the part of you that thinks you're weak, that thinks you're inadequate, that thinks you're not capable of handling it, the part of you that's in overwhelm. That's the part you befriend, and you love it. And in that love, you heal it. And all the time you're doing that, you are staying in the identity of you, the light being, the powerful one. Imperative. You must believe that you are capable of this, or you all shrink back in to an old box. And it's not any fun. And you have to push yourself back out. You will. But why go to the extra effort if you can hold the resonance, if you can stay in that light? You don't have to. And when the rage comes, you don't befriend and sit with the rage and let it spew all over you. You sit with a self inside you that feels powerless, that feels that anything that you do will have no effect. You're flailing your fists in the empty air, ineffectual, incompetent, incapable. And you love that you and heal that you. And then terror and rage, the guardians of the gate, have no more sway over you. And you can pass out of and back into your consensus mainstream reality with ease. It's a powerful place to be. Those who are in mastery, it's just part of their nature to do it that way. You can be out of the consensus and living in the consensus at the same time. You can be living in your spiritual ecstasy and at the same time doing your laundry or answering your emails or driving to work or whatever. It's really the truth of that old Asian adage that what do you do before enlightenment and what do you do after enlightenment? Chop wood and carry water, right? It has nothing to do with what you're doing. It's nothing to do with what you are, quote unquote, achieving. It is what you are. And whatever you do on the external, you're doing it in a state of bliss. Everybody wants it. Look at the popularity of Eckhart Tolle. The power of now. This concept, be in the now. What was it, 40 years earlier? Or, you know, be here now. It's the same concept. Because when you're in the now, when you're really present, you are in choice. You're in your power. You have access to the love and the light of the divine that's within you. And people will travel halfway across the world to sit with Eckhart Tolle in person, because that's a person who's made it outside the consensus, who's experienced the extraordinary bliss and ecstasy of the now. And he's actually a physical person, and he's here to show us, and he's here in the physical plane, acting like he's a regular person. He actually walks and he talks and he actually even eats food and he goes to the bathroom and he sleeps and all that kind of stuff. He's not in Samadhi 24/7 on some mountaintop in some remote place. No, because he brought the divine here. All your great spiritual teachers brought the divine here. Now, in the past, the spiritual teachers knew what material they were working with. The people that were coming to them were not ready to step into their shoes. So they had to give them pieces. They had to give them meditation techniques. They had to give them little steps, little things to do. And they did it through the consensus of the time. But this consensus now that you are in is in enough chaos, in enough change, that you can step outside of it and you can bring your light back into it and you can make changes in the consensus and bring the quote unquote new school into play. Not rules and regulations. And you must spend so many hours a day meditating and you must do this and you must do that and blah, 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 and take this level of that level and so forth and go to that level of this and that and you've got to take this training and that training so you can get to this level and that level and you can talk. Then you are allowed to be in the inner sanctum and you're one of the in group and finally you will, finally, one day, you will be free. You'll step in your mastery. No, dear ones, you're bringing a new template in. You're going to step into your mastery quietly on your own, in your own timing, in your own way. And you're going to do it through your choice and your willingness to be that light being. Yeah, we know it can be scary to be that light being. It's new territory. You've never been there before. At first, you will feel insecure. And that's when the terrorist will show up. Or people will judge you. Or people will be afraid of you and hate you. Or your life will fall apart around you. Circumstances will just crumble. And you'll be visited by rage. But there is no need to fall for it anymore. The culture's ready. You're ready. It's time for the change. You've been waiting a long time for this. Some of you, many lifetimes. Even in this lifetime, for some of you who got into spiritual stuff, into metaphysics years and years and years ago, it's been like forever waiting for it to come. When is this new reality coming? Surprise, you're bringing it. It comes inside here in a whisper, in a dream, in a moment of exhilarating awakening. It comes inside you. All of you have had some of this experience. And all of you are going to have a lot more. It'll come thicker and faster in the next several years. And if you should find yourself suffering from some horrible disease or finding things falling apart, don't fall for it. Step into your light and love and your healing and heal yourself. Now, how to practically, in a sense, do that? Now, we've talked about that, healing yourself. We've discussed about it, given techniques in various and sundry workshops, talked about how to dream new realities, how to manifest, how to create, how to do this, how to do that. But one of the things we have not discussed and we're going to do now is breaking the box deliberately by choice whenever you're ready. Now, you have beliefs, you have identities that still have limits. How do you just break them? You do it by choice. You do it by stepping into the light of who you are, and from that position, you make a choice. One of the things we discussed in the Secrets of Energy was that if you want to break an energy, and a break an energy flow, you take your hand and you make a gesture from side to side. You could cut somebody's energy field by going, okay? Now let us repair it. And by that, we did it from top to bottom. There are people who are going to try to manipulate you. You probably know people who've already been trying really hard to do that. They will cut your energy off. They will cut the flow of the divine that comes from above, the way you perceive it, comes from above, through you, into your root, and down into the earth, to ground into the earth. They will cut this energy stream. They will do it however they can, but they will generally cut it in two places that are favorite places. And that's a solar plexus, where they cut your power here, and the throat. They cut your expression. They shut you up. They can stop you right there. They can reject you and cut you through the heart chakra. When you're hurt, you will feel it, like a knife in the heart. If you feel your power taken away, you'll feel it as if you're being hit in the gut, in your solar plexus. Pow! You may feel almost like throwing up. Sometimes it can be so intense. If you fall for shame, you will feel it in your first and second chakras, in the sacral, in the sexual area. You'll feel insecure. If they pull the rug out from under you, you feel it there, in your legs, your knees. But they have a hard time. They have a hard time messing you up on your crown chakra, top of your head. That one, they have a hard time cutting that one, because you're in choice there. They have a hard time cutting the third eye. If you buy into the terror and rage enough, you can do it yourself. You can block the upper two. But generally, unless you fall for the machinations, energy-wise, you will not get impacted except in the third, fourth, and fifth chakra. That's the solar plexus, third, heart, fourth, throat, fifth. Those are the three areas where you get whammied. Now, when you get whammied, you're feeling the energy is being cut. All you have to do is to reconnect it. And here's how you do that. You take your fingers of your hand. If you're right-handed, it's your right hand. If you're left-handed, it's your left hand. You put your fingers together so that they're pointing. All in your hand, your palm is flat, okay? And you put your hand out in front of you. And you put your palm as if you're putting it towards the opposite side. In other words, if you're right-handed, you're going to put out your right palm with the palm facing to the left. You're going to curl your hand around so that the fingers still put together, so that they are like a mitten, you know, one of those mittens where there's no fingers to have their own covering. It's all just one. You take all the fingers, all the four together, and point back to yourself. And then in a gesture from the top to the bottom, with a breath, you reconnect. You have the power to disconnect yourself and reconnect yourself. And what's the fantastic gift of this? It is that when you reconnect yourself, you can also do it with a choice, and you will anchor in a new choice. If you are in a state of terror, rage, fear, anger, powerlessness of any sort, you can cut your own energy and cut it out. And all you have to do is make a sideways gesture. Okay, think of it, something that seems to bug you in your emotional body, right? An emotion that you tend to feel, that you feel kind of weak when you feel it. Or you judge yourself, and so you have a tendency to judge yourself. It doesn't feel good. Just think of one. Just one. You're creative. We know you can think of more than one. But think of one, all right? Just put it in your mind right now and feel the restriction. And say, I choose not to have this anymore. You say that mentally. I choose not to have this more. And you just go from side to side. It doesn't matter how you hold your hand or which direction you go, from left to right or right to left. You just go, an exhale and a sweep side to side. Now, what do you want to replace it with? If you feel that you feel weak, I perceive myself as weak, you blow it out. Say, okay, I perceive myself as capable enough. I'm strong enough. Vertically. Okay, put it in vertically. Whatever it is, vertically. What is your replacement? There you go. Simple, yes? How do you feel? You just moved yourself into some interesting states, didn't you? What would you like to feel and own about yourself? Think of something you would really, really like to have in yourself, that you would like to know all the time, that you're divine, that you're loved, that you're powerful, that you're free to make choices, that you're safe in your reality. What would you like to add? Just choose one right now. You can choose all of them later and do them. It doesn't take long. Just choose one. What would you like? Okay, think about that. How would it be if I had that all the time? Okay, I choose that all the time. Put your hand out, point the fingers towards you. I choose this all the time. Breathe, exhale, and vertical sweep. There you go. Now, since that you've kind of installed it in the column of light that comes from the divine, all the way through your top of your head, all the way through your body, and down into the earth to ground, consider that. And that's why you do it from top to bottom. It's a vertical movement. And you align it to that energy stream of your center. Okay? Your choice. Good. You got it, right? So, shall we do a few?
Yeah.
How about some new realities? Okay. First, we're going to get rid of some things. Horizontal time. Sounds good. What we're going to do is this. We're going to suggest a few, and then we're going to let you suggest some. And you can throw out whatever it is you want to clear. And we'll just, all of us will can clear that, because frankly, if one of you has it, all of you have it. Because what you're doing is not just clearing you. You're not the only person running around with issues, all right? You're clearing the consensus in you. And when you do this, you open up the possibility that your consensus mainstream reality that you're working in can clear that too. It's a gift, not just to you. It's a gift to your world as well. All right, so let's try, I feel I am weak and not capable of handling success. Right? Okay, Here we go. Horizontal movement with exhale. Good. Oh, a whole bunch of debris went flying out the door there. Okay. All right, so what shall we put in place of it? I feel I'm strong enough and I am willing to be successful and enjoy it. All right, here we go. Vertical sweep. Now just let, doesn't that feel good? Just feel in your body for a minute. You're in choice right now. You know, when we talked about before, when we talked about your identity, we said your identity can be expressed in ways like, I always blank, fill in the blank, right? I never can fill in the blank. That's, of course, a good thing that you never can do or never can get or whatever. Let's do one of those fill in the blanks, okay? I never can do enough. How's that one? Yeah. All right. Here we go. Sideways sweep now. Those of you on that side, are you feeling a bit overloaded as it goes through? It goes through, dear one. It doesn't stick. All right. All right, how about I am good enough, and therefore I do enough. Vertical, swipe. How are you feeling? Okay, all right. All right, here's another one. I always mess up at the last minute. Oh, no one has had that one, right? Just when I'm reaching for the golden carrot, oops, I fall right on my face, do something stupid and sabotage it. Okay, ready? Sideways sweep. All right. Now, what shall we replace it with? I allow myself to receive wonderful things, and I am willing to truly receive them. How's that a good one? Right? Okay, here we go. Vertical sweep. Okay. So who wants to suggest one?
I have one.
All right.
I'm afraid of the light.
I'm afraid of the light. The intensity of the light. Ready, everyone? Here we go. Sideways sweep. Okay. So what would be the positive? I embrace the light.
I enjoy the light.
I enjoy the light. I connect with the light. I bask in the light. I celebrate the light that is within me. And I'm safe there in the light. All right, ready? Vertical sweep. Downwards, here we go. All right. Woohoo! Okay. Excellent. Okay. Who's next? Anyone else want to suggest one? All right, what would you like to say? How would you like to state it about judgment?
Judgments freeze me. I'm frozen in judgment.
All right. All right. Or something. All right. I judge myself. Okay.
Oh, okay. And others.
And others. Yeah. And I get stuck with it. I judge myself and others and it sucks. But I can't help myself. I keep judging myself and others. I think that judging myself is going to do something positive and never does. Okay, ready? Sideways sweep. All right. Okay. All right, positive. Would you like to suggest a positive? Or would you like us to?
Go for it.
Oh, that's the easy answer. All right, we'll do it. All right. I love myself unconditionally, and I accept myself and others as they are. Can you handle that one?
Yeah.
All right. All right, ready? Fingers pointing towards you. Vertical sweep down. Here we go. Okay. Some of you can feel the wave when it works its way through you. Can you? Because sometimes you do the sweep and then it takes a second or two for the wave to get all the way through. Have you noticed that? That's the lag time of your intention. If you don't, all right, how's that this one? I never feel anything. I feel left out because I never feel any of these emotional, energetic things. I must be some kind of like stupid schmuck. Okay, here we go. Horizontal sweep. Okay. No, that's just numbness.
Oh, okay.
Or yes, it could be a blockage because you might have felt that if you blocked your access to the divine when you were a child,
yeah,
it would make you loved or you would be able to belong.
Oh, okay.
You know, you'd be acceptable, you know, because you wouldn't be so weird anymore. Right?
Cool.
You'd be cool. Right, right. Yeah, right. Well, so let's also add to that then that accessing the psychic intuitive dimensions of myself has made me feel weird and excluded from the group. Listen, we'll do this for your adolescent selves, okay? Okay, ready? Okay, and let's add also, I never seem to really get it. I never really seem to make the big changes that other people seem to make. I seem to fall behind. Right? Here we go. Woo! Yeah, here's another one. What's that?
I can't seem to let go of the negative, painful past. Keeps living in me.
All right. I keep staying stuck in my past, right?
Yeah.
It holds on, and it's just painful and icky, and it just holds on to me.
Yeah.
I can't seem to shake it. I can't seem to let it go. I can't seem to be done with it.
Right.
All right, here we go. All right, now, vertical sweep. Let's do it on, I own who I am in the present. I accept my divinity. I allow myself, and I'm willing to, connect with my spiritual nature through my intuition, my awareness, my psychic ability, and my experiential knowing. It's a mouthful, but let's go for it, okay? Vertical sweep. Here we go. All right.
I can never seem to find my soulmate.
Ah, very good one. I can never find my soulmate. I can never seem to find someone to love and love me. Because some of you found people to love that didn't love you. And some people loved you and you didn't love them. Yuck. Is that a mess or what? Okay. So let's let that one go. Okay, sideways. There's a sideways sweep for you. Okay, now a vertical sweep. I allow myself, and I'm willing to allow myself, the experience of loving and being loved with a very special other. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. Vertical. Here we go.
I'm afraid of success and love.
That's a good one. I am afraid of love and success. Do you know why you're afraid of love and success? What would happen if you got love and success? Would you blow it? Would you humiliate yourself with what you do with it? People would hate you. They'd be jealous of you. Okay. So I'm afraid to be too successful. I'm afraid to be visible. I'm afraid of love. All right. Shall we release that one? Here we go. Sideways. All right, let's add that one.
No more duds.
I keep getting, well, actually, you're not getting the wrong reality at all. You're getting feedback you certainly don't like, though.
Right.
Right? And it's part of your not having the love you want.
Right.
Okay. So basically, what you're saying is I keep denying myself the love I want. Okay, let's let that one go. I keep denying the love I want and keep pushing it away, or somehow or another I can't ever seem to get to it. Here we go. Okay. Okay, on the vertical, let's say, all right, open up to love and success. I celebrate it. I can handle it. I can feel safe being loved. I can feel safe loving. I can feel safe being successful. I can feel safe being free, powerful, and myself in my success. All right? Here we go. Now just let that sink in a minute.
Anybody going to the window would think we're all nuts.
That's a good one. That's a good one. When I do my spiritual practice, I must be nuts. I'm this eccentric person, and being spiritual makes me such a weirdo to other people. They cannot seem to accept me. To be spiritual, I'm going to have to be weird. Let's let that one go. Okay, being spiritual means that I can love and be present with people on all levels, in all spaces and all times, with whomever I am, wherever I am, and whatever I'm doing. I can be in my divine self. And I can accept the support of my reality. Vertical.
One more.
I can't keep my healing.
All right. How much time do we have?
Yeah.
22 minutes?
Yes.
Ha ha! Excellent. We got room for some more. Yes. All right.
She was first.
Okay. Go ahead. What?
Oh, I said I can't keep my healings. I always take them back. Go back.
All right. Now, I don't. And basically, you don't heal good enough because you always, like, lose it.
Mm-hmm.
After you get somewhere, after you get something great, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not just healings, all right? How many of you get something really great and then lose it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, when I really get something great, I sabotage it, I lose it. All right, here we go. All right, replacement. When I get something great, I choose to expand who I am so that that greatness is natural to me. And I integrate it into my life. Okay, vertical. All right. We like to watch what happens when you do that. Because if you notice, it takes a couple of seconds for it to really get through there. So if you jump from one to the next, you're not going to get it as well. All right? The reason we're saying this is because if you jump too quickly, it will indicate you're not in the present. And when you're in the present and do this, it's most powerful. If you're kind of thinking, okay, now next I should... You're not really going to get fully what you're just doing. So it's not something that you can do as a rote. It's not like a rosary bead. You can go, Hail Mary, full of grace. It isn't like that. It's something that's got to be done with full conscious intent and presence. You've got to be present for it. Okay? So we like to watch how it sinks into. And some of you, you're not comfortable with accepting it. So what we want to do is this. Is this one we want to do a vertical for you. And that is that I accept change with grace. Now, the reason we didn't say positive goody-goody change, right? Is because, in a sense, all change is just part of the process. It's part of the chaos. And when you are in change, when you are in flux, or when your life is in change and in flux, you have the greatest creative flexibility at any time. And that's why so many people on the planet are continuously creating self-directed, self-initiated change. As much as people hate it, they create it anyway. You never notice that? You know, when change comes from, when it seems to be coming from without, you can resist it. Oh no, I don't want to change, I don't want to change. But think how many times that you yourself have activated circumstances because you want to change, really. Okay. So you accept change with grace, which means that in that grace, that in the naturalness of you, that you respond to change in your power, in your love, in your light, free to be yourself, in choice, and feeling safe in your reality. That's what we mean by handling change with grace. Let's do one. Vertical, sweep, here we go. Good, good, good. All right, let's do a couple of verticals for you, a few verticals for you. We want to let you feel the essence and the connection to feeling safe in your power. I feel safe when I am powerful. Okay, vertical. I choose to feel safe in love. When I love or give love or receive love, I am safe. I choose it. I choose the freedom to be who I am and to live my life in alignment and in accordance with my temperament, in respect of me. Vertical. I am safe. My reality is safe. I can trust myself to create realities that are safe, that are loving, and adventurous, and that offer opportunities for me to connect into my divine self. I am a spark of consciousness, a powerful reality creator. Vertical. Room's lightening up nicely. How are you feeling? All right. Good, 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 good. Okay, let's do a little bit more box busting. All right. So we'd like for you to just close your eyes for just a... It's a very short process. Now what we're going to do now is encounter terror and rage. I want to do some work with you on terror and rage. Okay? So closing your eyes, We remind you, you've been floating a while. So just reconnect to that state of floating. You should be floating even more after all of those nice programmings, self-programmings, self-alignments. If there was a word that we could say that's entruthing yourself. So let yourself feel in this floating, beautiful floating kind of state, free and floating. If you feel any kind of pressures, any kind of limitations on you, just do a couple of horizontal sweeps and some breaths now. Just anything that's limiting, that may be hanging on, or the little voice saying, oh, you can't really change. Yeah, right. You're always going to return to being the same sucker you were. Okay, let's let that one go. Yeah. good. Oh, that's nice. All right. Now, what we want to suggest is that for you to imagine that you're now floating, and there's a sense of you floating in a cloud of light. Now, we never did remove the light that we brought of us into you. It's still there. So just reconnect with it. That's all you have to do. You don't have to go through all those stars moving together into the bright star and then sending the beam down, but that helps, go there. But there's a beam that came down, and when it touched you, by the time it touched you, it was a column of light surrounding you. So let yourself just return to that. It may have seemed now so long ago. Just let yourself just float in it now. Just float in the light. And if you remember also, you had a whole bunch of friends from the other side, your crew, surrounding you. So just let them come and be with you. And let yourself just kind of float in the middle. Just feel yourself floating in a nice cloud of light, shimmering a bit and sparkling a bit around you. You're outside the consensus. And somehow or another, you see in your imagination, you see a representative of the consensus coming your way. And this representative does not look pleased with you. This representative looks the most imposing, the most terrifying authority figure. Authority figure, as if this one, if you had been Catholic, and this one were the Pope, it would have that kind of quality, holding the energy of the consensus, of the order of the consensus. I am the enforcer, says this one. And you have gone outside the boundaries. You are illegal. And if you persist in being outside and staying outside the boundaries, outside the order, outside the rule, if you insist on the chaos, you are hereby excommunicated. You are separated from all the positive benefits of your world. You are hereby shunned. You're rejected, put into isolation. You're to be punished. This authority pulls itself to its largest height. attempting to intimidate you. Let yourself initially feel just a little quiver in your solar plexus. Ooh. Because that is the you who is scared of being rejected, abandoned, humiliated, isolated, and excommunicated. Who is afraid of the loneliness. That you. That you's nervous. In your mind, in your heart, remind yourself, I am a spark of consciousness, a piece of the divine, a powerful reality creator. I am in choice now. I have compassion for this part of me that's scared, this part of me that's intimidated, being manipulated, being controlled. I have compassion and love for this part of me. It may be the child you, cowering, crying, shaking. Because that's the you that was intimidated. That's the you that was bullied. That's the you that was punished. That was the you that was abandoned. So embrace this aspect of you now. Bring that part of you to yourself. Put your arms, so to speak, around this part and love this part of you. And say to it, it's okay. I'm here. I'm a powerful light being. I am safe. I am safe in my love. I am safe in my power. I am safe in my reality. Let me love you. Let me nurture you. You don't have to deal with this. I will. I will protect you. You are loved. And feel the love pour out of you into this one that you hold, this aspect of you. And feel that love melting the tension of this part of you. Let it, in a sense, dissolve now into you. You put your arms around this part of you. Let this part dissolve now back into you. All the pain is gone. It is healed. Just let it just dissolve back into you with the love. The love heals. Love always heals. And you notice that the intimidating terrorist, the uncaring bully, has left. You're floating in a shimmering, sparkling cloud of light. But now approaching you, and now approaching you, is someone who's going to point out all your deficits, is going to point out your lack of achievement, is going to point out all the things you have failed to manifest, all the successes you have screwed up. It's got a list. And to prove this point, on top of it, filled with judgment, this one that shows up with the list is going to tell you that this is just the way it is. And there's nothing you can do about it. It's going to tell you all sorts of untruths about yourself. It's going to shame you, manipulate you, control you, tease you. Let yourself feel the resentment, the anger, the frustration build. So many times in your past, you've been approached by this energy and you have felt powerless. So let yourself feel that part of you that's feeling powerless now. Feeling ineffectual. There's nothing I can do. It's too hard. It's too difficult. I might as well give up. Let me run away. Let me retreat. Let me get aloof. Let me compensate and hide. Let me hide. I gotta hide. Love that part now. Just like you did before, wrap your arms around. Love, 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 love. Put your love into it. Pour your love into this part of you. Shaking with powerless rage. Shaking with anger that seems to go nowhere, that seems to vanish in the air, ineffective. Watch it dissolve now with the love. Dissolve, dissolve. Dissolve it back into you. More love, a little more love. And I'll put a keg of dynamite under this one and blow them up. Kaboom! That's it. Just blow them away. Boom. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. There's a big cloud of smoke now. Feels that felt good. Do it again. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Ah. Ooh, that feels even better. Now feel your power. Own your power. Feel integrated in your power. Float in the light, the shimmering, shimmering cloud of light. All right. Very, very good. Bring your attention back now into your body, into the room in which you are. And bring that sense of floating in the light, in your power, in your strength, back with you. And we're just going to put a little extra light into your solar plexus, your heart, and your throat right now. Let yourself receive. So you can make the shift all the way. That's it. All right. All right. There's a little unfoldment that's going to happen there. It's going to take about another 15 minutes, but we've initiated it. It will happen on its own. It'll be integrated. It takes a little longer. But in the meantime, what we would like to do is take a break. Stay in the shimmering light, floating in the light, and just let that kind of get more entrenched in you, more solid in you. All right. And 10 minutes, we will see you. Farewell.